Bukit is my name, Mas Riam Bukit. I'm a professor from Indonesian University of Education. In Indonesia, we call it Universitas Pendidikan Indonesia. My university has got the link with Bremen University since we have a SA Link project from 2005. I'm working in Faculty of Technical and Vocational Education, faculty who produce the teachers, the initial teachers for Tibet schools.
Okay. Are there any practicum arrangements in your curriculum?
Yes, we have a practical arrangement in the workshop and also in industry. In the workshop, we have practical activities, and we have theoretical activities in the classroom.
So what factors do you think are important to make a practicum work?
Well, practicum work for me is a transition for work. That is the time when somebody or a student learning how to use the equipment, how to understand the real work, the real life.
What do you think makes the Euronet PBL project interesting?
Yeah, this was interesting too. You know, after hearing your discussion with Aludga, it was very interesting to me. I think this PBL, Euronet PBL project should be expanded to other country like to Indonesia. This was maybe we can change the interview. I can interview you instead of you interview me. How do you see? First of all, I like to explain my faculty first. We have got the workshop. We have got the engineering programs, electrical, mechanical, civil buildings. This was 4 years courses for bachelors. They have got practicals in industry. They have practical in the schools. How do you see this PBL can be utilized or can be extended to this faculty?
Personally, I think the idea of putting in guidance for practical work can be applied anywhere. I mean, it's helpful in any situation to know the kind of factors that could help bridge that gap between university and work. Because being an intern at the moment, I have skipped that stage. And I know that induction and that time to get used to things and to experience work life without the pressure of it being your first job is really important. That's what I'd say. So I'd say you could apply it anywhere in any sort of practical education.
Yeah. How do you see this PBL project could assist my institutions, my faculty? In what way do you see this Iron project could assist my practical work?
Well, using the guidance to help work with the companies and help work with the students and the university to help them all kind of find it a little bit easier. I mean, it's a toolbox to help them to make that bridge easier. So by using that toolbox, it could assist your practicals.
Ah.
If you see what I mean.
I see. Ah. Okay. Do you see what do you see the benefit of this PPL for company?
Definitely, because I think it can help them to get the most out of their university students. I think that students have a lot to offer, and often that's missed because they're put in a university and they work there until they go into work. So there's that bit, that age that I think when people have a lot to offer, that is missed. And by giving students more support, they are more likely to feel comfortable in contributing to the job and to the company more.
Yeah. But these PBL, do you see this? How could be implemented? The idea of PBL could be implemented in the large scale in more companies, because maybe from the project point of view, only can reach a small number of companies. But after this is successfully in the small companies, how do you see it can be implemented or extended to the more number of the companies?
Well, I mean, Ireland has connections with loads and loads of companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have an organisation that sorts out the connection between the university and the company. So that's accessing lots of companies, and maybe through PBL, more connections will be set up and it will reach further companies.
Okay. Do you have something in mind? How do I start to make a proposal?
for this. This is a lot for an intern student.
yeah. But maybe you can tell me maybe as much as you can.
I think looking at the products of what we do and the toolbox that is created at the end of the project, well, that in theory should help guide you of how to set up those connections and how to move forward in getting connections with companies and how to support the students. I mean, that is the aim of the end product.
Okay. Now, please, you ask some question that maybe you want to ask me. Because I have asked you several questions and then you have given me a very good, very nice answer.
Thank you. So what do you feel your university could gain from this project? What do you want to gain from it?
In my university, the students are not focusing the learning for having practical in the workshop. The students are more interesting in deep learning in theory. Mm-hmm. Theory is they put more than practical. The value of theory is higher than in the practical. So maybe through this PBL, we could change the attitude, you know. Theory is also still important, but practical cannot be replaced by the theory. Also, the theory cannot be replaced by the practical. But both are important, yeah.
Okay, how much support do you feel is given to students doing the practicums and doing the practical work for you in your university?
At the moment, we have the spread program, not a solid program. the concentration more to the teaching practice in the schools rather than to the practical practice in industry. So the motivation of the students are more to give the teaching practice, more to attend teaching practice than to attend the industrial experience. So by this project, I hope there will be a change in the attitude on in the focus of the students' learning.
Oh, okay, thank you. I think that's all my questions.
Thank you very much, Jo.
Thank you. It was nice to speak to you.